Yes, the Prime Minister will be leaving tomorrow for Botswana on a government work program visit. The visit is about discussing various bilateral issues between the two governments. The first one being the credit line facility that the two ministers of finance signed on the 3rd of September 2012 in Harare. The second issue is the discussion around the implementation of the agreement on the control of foot and mouth disease by the two countries. The third is about opening the Mamabaka Malambele border post, as well as the tripartite agreement between Botswana, Mozambique and Zimbabwe to develop a rail link and port for the transportation of coal and other commodities from the three countries to the eastern market. One other thing, Violet, that is also an opportunity for discussion about is the possibility of a joint water project along our common border, the border between Botswana and Zimbabwe. Given the scarcity of water in Bulawa and Francis Town, this is a critical issue at this juncture. I think I would also ask him to say, Violet, that upon arrival tomorrow, the Prime Minister will also meet and have a private discussion with the President of Botswana, President Ian Khama.
It's reported that Mr. Tsvangirai will also brief Mr. Khama on the statements made by some senior ZANU-PF officials and an army general that if Mr. Tsvangirai wins in next year's election, he will not be recognized by the military especially and some ZANU-PF hardliners. So will the Prime Minister also brief the President of Botswana on the political situation in Zimbabwe?
No. This is purely a government work program visit. I wouldn't want to preempt the discussion between President Khama and Prime Minister Tsvangirai. But what is obvious is that basically the Prime Minister will obviously update President Khama on the developments in Zimbabwe. As you know, President Khama is the SADC head of state. SADC are the guarantors to this process. The Prime Minister will leave a day after the second stakeholders conference. So naturally, the Prime Minister will, as one of the issues, discuss the political developments in Zimbabwe and obvious the constitution-making process and the second stakeholders meeting, which has been concluded.